here by the word Murtya. The word Murti means form. Krishna, or God, is never impersonal. The impersonal feature is but a manifestation of his transcendental body. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagat andakoti. The Lord is Narakriti, exactly resembling the form of a human being. But his form is different from ours. Therefore, the word Sarvanga Ramyaya informs us that every part of his body is pleasing for everyone to see. Apart from his smiling face, every part of his body, his hands, his legs, his chest, is pleasing to the devotees who cannot at any time stop seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. So we hear here that Krishna's uncommon pastimes and instructions are pleasing for the whole human society. And of course, Krishna is never alone. You see in this text, there are so many dynasties. Read this dynasty and this dynasty, this dynasty. And they are all coming as assistants in his pastimes, to help in his pastimes. And of course, we understand that Krishna does not need assistance. When we have this Brahma Vimohana Lila, when we have this pastime with Lord Brahma stealing the calves and the cowherd boys, we see that Krishna expanded in as many calves and cowherd boys as before. So actually Krishna doesn't need help in his pastimes. But he's giving everyone the opportunity to engage in his service. That's his mercy. That he allows different conditioned souls to be engaged in his service. Of course, some of these associates, they are eternal associates of Krishna, which he brings from spiritual world, and some are purified souls, advanced souls. So he gives this opportunity to engage in his service, because otherwise we will have to serve something. If we don't serve Krishna, then we'll have to serve Maya. And that's not very pleasant. So, similarly, when Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya, he takes many assistants in his mission. His mission is, of course, same as for every incarnation of Krishna. I mean, Lord Chaitanya is not an incarnation, but he has the same mission. When Krishna appears and his incarnations, they come to reestablish Dharma, religious principle. Because it's the nature of the material world that everything gets degraded. They say in Latin, they say non progredi est regredi. Lack of progress means regress, going backwards. So that's the nature of the material world. If you leave it, in science they call it entropy. Everything gets deteriorated by time. So that's why Krishna comes many times to reestablish the religious principles. So he comes as Lord Chaitanya to reestablish the Yuga Dharma, which is chanting the holy name. So, and with the help of his assistants, he spreads the holy name a bit. And then you can think, why didn't he do it all over the world? Why only in India? And so, one day when they asked Prabhupada about this, Śrīla Prabhupada said, he left something for me to do. So we can see this is somehow the tradition. We have this Lord Chaitanya and also all these powerful acharyas who spread the Krishna consciousness movement a bit, and then they leave something for their disciples. Of course, they could spread it all over the world, but this is their mercy, that they leave something for the others to do also. And even if they would spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, even if everyone would be liberated, these people, new devotees would go back to the spiritual world, and the material world will become populated again with other very conditioned souls. So there's always something to do in the material world. This is the only thing you can do here and not in the spiritual world. In spiritual world, you cannot save any conditioned soul from Maya because nobody is in Maya. Of course, you can always tell them about Krishna, and it's very nice for them. They really like to hear about Krishna. But you cannot save anyone from Maya there because nobody is in Maya, of course. So that's the only thing we can do here and not in the spiritual world. And so Srila Prabhupada, we have he established some temples. She established some farm communities. But it's still a long way till the target of Lord Chaitanya in every town and village. So he left something for us. So we have something to do. Otherwise, what will we do? There's as soon as you turn away from Krishna, as soon as you stop doing some service, then Maya comes. And they're like, the way the Sankirtan devotee is like, hi, hi. Maya also is like, hi, hi. How are you today? what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Oh, okay. Can you do this little service for me? Little, no problem. And then you realize that after 5 years, you realize, oh, I was a Hare Krishna at some point. So that's they say an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if you don't know what you're doing, if you're not engaged in Krishna service, then Maya will come. I should be hi hi and bye bye. So that's one thing. So that's why Srila Prabhupada left us this, to how to propagate this mission. And then, of course, we get Lord Chaitanya gave some instructions. Also, he gave some descriptions. We have some holy books, and we have some instructions. And these instructions, they are... it's said in this verse that they are beneficial for the whole human society. But sometimes they don't seem like it. We have the example of Bakasura. The bird. And he's tasting Krishna. And he tries to swallow Krishna. He's like, yuck! This is so bitter. he's tasting this very nice Krishna as very bitter. This is like, yuck, horrible. And then he spits Krishna. What's this? And that's the same instruction we have from Nectar of Instruction. Srila Rupa Goswami says, the holy name, character, pastimes and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Very nice, very sweet. Although the tongue of one afflicted by jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, It is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. And so he says that, yes, holy name, pastime of Krishna, instructions of Krishna are very sweet, but if we have, if you are a bit diseased, then they might seem quite bitter. And the cure is that we keep chanting, keep hearing about Krishna. So this applies for us, and this applies for everyone. So you can see that exactly what is needed, exactly what everyone needs is the thing that everyone thinks they don't need. Yeah, it's like seems bitter. On a, in a condition state, it seems like very bitter. Like, yeah. So that's the thing which makes things very difficult. Because when you try to give this message to others, this is difficult because they think it's bitter. No. So you want to say, oh, can you chant this very nice name of Krishna, this very nice mantra? And they say, no, this sounds horrible. And they, would you like to have this nice book which teaches you how to surrender to Krishna? No, no. This is the last thing I want to do. So you can... So convincing people to take to the holy name is quite difficult and can become, you can say it's quite an art, how to do it. How to say things in such a way that they become acceptable, of course. Like in Sankirtan, of course, you don't say this is books on how to surrender to Krishna. You tell them that they have such a positive energy that you can feel their positive energy, and this is books for positive people. And they go home. Yesterday I was reading the introduction from Bhagavad Gita, and I was like, you can read it. It's very. There's no indirect preaching. Srila Prabhupada is very heavy on it. And I was like thinking, well, we're distributing these books and then they go home, they read Bhagavad Gita and they get to this introduction. They're like, oh my God. And then probably most of them, they just close it and they're like, this. So anyway, for many people, it's quite... quite different from what they want to hear, and that means that we should learn the art how to trick them somehow into Krishna consciousness. So to do this preaching, this means that we need to develop some common sense. We need to learn how to say when and. So that means in many cases it's better not to preach. That might be counterintuitive because we're a preaching movement. And but so many times the most frustrating thing for someone who is preaching is that things like I will give an example. Sometimes this thing happens. You go and preach and you like saying some things, you see what they can accept, you say some more, you see what they accept, you develop a relationship and you spend 6 months to cultivate a person. And then they come to the temple or some environment. And one devotee feels like preaching. He's in the mood of preaching. And he was like, full on. Everything from Srila Prabhupada books, like they say there's Bhakta Jo. Bhakta Jo is the devotee who is new in the temple, But when someone comes to the temple, he's telling him everything he knows and a bit more. So this is Bhakta Joe. So Bhakta Joe catches him and they're like, yeah, you're going to burn in hell. Yeah, this, that, you know, like, you're eating meat. Oh my God, you're still eating meat. You're going to burn in hell. And so they have this, you have this this person who you are cultivating for 6 months, and then he meets Bhakta Joe, and Bhakta Joe just says all these things, and this person is never going to come to the Hare Krishna temple in his whole life. So this is this means quite some responsibility to, you know, like so it's good to sometimes learn how not to preach. Side dish. Anyway, because anyway this. Most of the people here, they didn't come to hear about Krishna. So then, some people are very easily agitated. You come to the material world where everyone wants to get rid of Krishna, and you tell them, oh, we come to tell you that you should surrender to Krishna. Like, they are, naturally, they are agitated. You see that whatever you do, some people will be agitated. Whatever you do, there's these people with demoniac tendencies. They see, oh, this is a Hare Krishna. I hate these Hare Krishnas. Why? Because they are behaving nice. They did that because they are telling me I should surrender to Krishna and that I'm not God. Okay. I'm sorry, but that's... so anyway, we. The fact that there will always be someone who will be agitated by preaching doesn't mean that we should try to agitate everyone. Yeah, we should learn how to be nice, yeah, and so on. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, we should be tactful, we should be, as Srila Prabhupada says, that his representatives are perfect gentlemen and gentle ladies. So, very nice, you can be, but no matter how nice you are, still someone will be agitated. And apparently, the only way to avoid some agitation is that you stop preaching. Which is not what we want to do. Of course, the idea with this Kanishtha Adhikari preaching is that usually the Kanishtha Adhikari doesn't know what to say when, you know, who to say what. So the idea is, the solution is not that we will never preach, you know, like the solution is to learn how this Madhyama Adhikari platform. We understand on this Madhyama Adhikari platform, we understand, okay, we have some superiors. We have Krishna on the altar, but we have also some superiors, some people who are more advanced than we are. We have some devotees we cooperate with, and we have some people who are who don't know about Krishna. And these people who don't know about Krishna, they are usually in two categories. Some are innocent. They just don't know. They don't know. And then some are demoniac. So the art is really to understand who is who. Very very important to distinguish. Also in Sankirtan, I was learning in these days, I heard something very nice, and I'm trying this year. You just say hi to everyone. And you see who's friendly. And you don't say anything else, you know, like, until you... And then you see if they are somehow responding, then you continue. If not, before I would say, oh, hi, we're this, put all the... Now I'm like, hi, hello. If they don't stop, if they don't have any interest, I'm like, okay, goodbye. And the funny thing is that the results are not worse, you know, like, because anyway, the nice people will stop. So, Whatever, and this saves me a lot of trouble with crazy people. No, I'm like, hi, they don't stop. Okay. Anyway, so that's the idea. It's good to understand who is who, you know, and to see, okay. Srila Prabhupada in some way says that most of the people are innocent and not so many people are demons. But usually you have a mix and you should see what's your capacity, who is on which level. And if they have a big demoniac crust, maybe you keep distance. It's very, very simple. Anyway, so there will be, whatever you do, there will be some opposition, and we should not stop preaching. That's for sure. You know, like, but if we continue preaching, if we distribute books, if you have harinams, there will be some opposition. It's natural, and that's normal. But and it's important that Krishna is there. When there's opposition, it's important that Krishna is there on your side. That you're doing the right thing in the right way, and then Krishna will protect. There's this, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, you have Duryodhana. Duryodhana is looking there, and it's like, okay. He's evaluating things from material perspective. He's like, okay, I have a bigger army. He has two extra Akshauhinis, or I think something like that. I have Bhishma, I have Drona, I have this Karna. Oh my God, Karna is far out. And this, he's counting all everything, you know, like I will win. I will definitely win. And Arjuna sitting is thinking, well, I don't know, I have Krishna. So that's the nice perspective. And actually, there's this episode before the Battle of Kurukshetra when they were choosing, and they had to choose some. One of them could have taken the army, Krishna's army, and the other could have taken Krishna, which is not even fighting. And Duryodhana is very keen to take the army, and Arjuna is very keen. Okay, I will take Krishna, no problem. Just whatever. So it's very good to be on Krishna's side. That's the important thing. And in the why did I start in this direction? Because in the purport of previous text, Srila Prabhupada says, at the moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted by Krishna consciousness and becoming uninterested in materialistic activities, and therefore people are trying to oppose this movement. But they cannot possibly check this movement or stop the activities of the devotees in Europe and America by their artificial imposition. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. Yes, people will try to do something, but they can't do anything. This is traditional. This is traditional. You can see in the history of this movement, there was always some opposition. Of course, probably here in Slovenia, at least for now, but it might come. There was not this kind of opposition that you go for Sankirtan and you get arrested and you get deported to Siberia and you will die there. It's probably not going to happen very soon. But there will be some opposition. And of course, the typical example of opposition, the traditional opposition, is Chandkazi. Chandkazi was the governor something. In the area of Navadvip. And Lord Chaitanya asked everyone, you go out and chant Hare Krishna. So they had Maha Maha Harinams every day. Everyone would go out and they would chant. And many people got disturbed by this. It's described, one of the interesting things there is that not only the Muslims were disturbed by this, but also the Hindus were disturbed by this. That's very... yeah. Anyway, this is also traditional, that there's some preaching. Sometimes the people who should support should, are not supporting. Anyway, so they made some complaints, and Kazi came one evening where they had kirtan, and he broke a mridanga and said, and told them that from now on there's no more harinam in the city, and then next time he will convert everyone to Muslims. Like, oh, this was heavy in that society, you know, like. And so the devotees went to Lord Chaitanya and said, okay, we're not allowed to go for Harinam anymore. So what to do? And Lord Chaitanya said, okay, today we'll have Maha Harinam. We're going out, everyone. everyone is going out today. So, of course, they were not free from anxiety because... they knew, okay, it's going to be trouble. But they went out, everyone went out. And for some reason, they were not stopped in that day. You know, like not, there was no opposition. And then there's, finally they got to this, to Chand Kazi's house in front, and then there's this discussion between Chand Kazi and Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya is asking Chand Kazi the famous question. He's asking, "Why didn't you stop the Harinam? You said you're in charge here. You can do anything you want, and you didn't stop the Harinam today. Why not?" And Chand Kazi is explaining, well, last night I had a bad dream. when he was sleeping, Lord Nisimha appeared, and he put his nails. He was laughing like fiercely, and like, and then he put his nails on his chest, and he a bit. And he said, you have forbidden the performance of my congregational chanting. Therefore, I must destroy you. And then he says, you know, I have defeated you so to teach you a lesson, but I must be merciful today. You didn't create so much disturbance today. But if you do something like that again, I will kill you and the entire family and all the meat eaters. So that's and then Chand Kazi is showing Lord Chaitanya the finger trace, the little ones from the nails of Lord Nisimha. Lord Nisimha was just to show him that he's serious. So anyway, and so this happened. Chand Kazi saw Lord Nisimha in a dream, and Lord Nisimha was quiet. And then also he describes that all the orderlies, some sort of policemen, when they went to stop the chanting, there suddenly flames struck their face, and all these security guys, they were telling the same thing. So so that's that was another reason. You imagine they have Harinam, and then you go there and start try to stop them because they are some, yeah, and then some flames burst in your in your face. They look at me. Oh my God, this is heavy. Anyway, so that's the classical example that if we continue preaching, there might be some problems, but usually Lord Nisimha will protect us. And it might be not as spectacular as in this case in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he will protect, and it's important to keep this preaching focus and do whatever you can, and be like Arjuna and not like Duryodhana, be on Krishna's side, and then everything will be all right in some way or another. Okay, I'll stop here. If there's some questions, concerns, comments.
And just a comment, when for example, Lord Chaitanya was just spreading Krishna consciousness in India, but when he was asked who would spread it outside India and all over the world, he said, "My Sena Bhakta will come, his friend." Now that's Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the comment.
That's cool. Okay, thank you. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.